A survey has found that around a third of workers will be looking for a better paid job in the coming months, while over a quarter will look to take on additional paid work to help make ends meet. The research for financial services provider Canada Life also found that 43% of us are already changing our shopping habits to save money. Well, down the line now is Jonathan Watts-Lay. He's a director at Financial Wellbeing and Retirement Specialists Wealth at Work. So, Jonathan, it seems those extra pounds are more important now than ever.
Clearly, a lot of workers have gone through a difficult time because inflation has been increasing at a higher rate than which their wages has been increasing. One of the areas where we know there's been big price increases is with rents. So, of course, if you're renting, then, of course, that's going to have a major impact. I mean, we see it again with people with mortgages, because with interest rates having gone up, people are now starting to having to renew their fixed rate mortgages. And so, of course, for a lot of them, that cost is going up. And again, that could be in a big chunk of their disposable income. So it's not surprising when you look at some of that backdrop that people are going, yeah, you know, I'm going to have to earn more money. And if I can't get the sort of salary rise that I think I need from my existing employer, then maybe I need to look elsewhere. That could take lots of forms as well. I mean, it could be working for your existing employer, but just doing longer hours, or it could indeed be getting a second job or having some side hustle. So again, I'm not surprised to see that data. One of the things, though, that I think is always important is that people should always be looking where they're spending their money as well, because we come across a lot of people who could actually save quite a chunk of money, but without depriving themselves of products and services they need. So for example, most people will have mobile phone contracts, broadband contracts, insurances. And we know that a lot of people overpay for these things. So I guess the only comment I would make about it is that clearly some people may need to go and find those additional hours. But whilst you're doing that, also look where you're spending your money, because you might find that you can actually save quite a few quid.
So evaluating your outgoings is one step. What else can people do if they're struggling?
People should go and chat to their employers about this stuff, because there are a lot of employers, particularly the bigger employers, who often will offer support and help. So if people are in financial dire straits, then potentially they will have organisations that can help those individuals through that. A lot of employers, they will offer discounts. So you can get 5% off your weekly shop. Often there's discounts for electronic goods. I mean, it's not unusual for us to go into an employer, find that they have discount vouchers available. And then when we look at the take up amongst the employee population, it's in single digits, you know, it's really low. So whilst that won't be the case for all employees, and it does depend on the company that you work for, it is always worth giving your employer a shout about this sort of stuff.
Jonathan Watts-Lay from Wealth at Work there, talking to business.